our sights to the property sector, where leading property development and investment company Atterbury Property has concluded a significant BBBE transaction that secures 30% black ownership for the Atterbury Property Fund, APF. It's now 30% owned by Talis Investment Partners and 70% owned by Atterbury Property Investments, a subsidiary of Atterbury Property Holdings. And Talis Investment Partners is black-owned as well. And they, of course, are taking up that 30% stake in Atterbury Property Fund. And they are led by entrepreneur Teboho Mokgashwa, who is the chairperson at Talis Holdings. I'm joined now on the line by Louis van der Vaart, one of the co-founders at Atterbury Property Holdings, and he joins me now on the line. Louis, good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Louis, let's maybe start off here. If you could just give us some context here and some background. How long has this deal been in the making?
To be honest, I've met Teboho about 5 years ago. He's in game farming, and so am I. And we have sort of informally met, you know, through the game industry. And about 3 years ago, he approached me and he said that he had to develop a shopping center in Alex called the Pan Africa Mall, and he wanted to expand that, and would we consult for him and assist him in making it bigger. And then I said to the Teboho, it's not something that Atterbury usually do. I mean, we like to take a stake in whatever we're busy with. So I approached him and said, why don't we buy 50% of the mall, and then we start with that. So that was sort of the first transaction. And then one thing led to the other. You know, we soon realized that there's a lot of common values that we share, and we actually became very good friends. And mid last year, I said to the Teboho, but why don't you buy a stake in the Atterbury Property Fund? And he, at that stage, had a couple of properties. I mean, he owned Teller's House, the old BHP Billiton head office in town. He have recently bought Turbine Hall, you know, the one in Newtown.
Yes, yes.
And so I said to the Teboho, why don't we join the properties and we join the companies and you become a shareholder in Atterbury. So it was sort of a natural progression and something we're very proud of.
Okay. The other thing I'm interested in now, Louis, is how this deal was structured here. We do know that effectively it gives 30% ownership of Atterbury Property Fund to Talis Investment Partners. But I would be interested, within the Atterbury stable, if I can put it that way, what role and function does the Atterbury Property Fund play?
Okay, all the assets in South Africa, it's roughly 4 billion gross assets. But I think more importantly, on top of that, we've got about a 6 billion rand pipeline that we want to develop over the next 4 or 5 years. So all of that is in the Atterbury Property Fund. And what Teboho, he led the Empowerment Consortium. So they acquired a stake in the existing assets.
Yeah.
And then they secured funding for the pipeline. So the BEEB Consortium have secured the funding from RMB.
Okay.
To not water down, you know, as we do the pipeline. So RMB is providing the funding for them to maintain their 30% shareholding. So they acquired the first 30%, and then they have secured funding for the pipeline going forward.
How important is that? And just give us a sense, I mean, is that something that is normal in the nature of deals of this kind?
Well, to be honest, I mean, we at Atterbury sort of do our own thing. You know, I haven't really looked at the way other people have done their empowerment deals. You know, we first look for a partner that we were comfortable with, which we found in Teboho. I mean, we liked him a lot. He had assets, you know, which he can introduce to the fund. And the only problem we actually sat with was, how do we fund the pipeline? And that's where we secured the funding. So I'm not sure. I think most of the other deals, you must remember, the other property funds are income-yielding funds.
Mm.
So to them, it's important to declare a dividend. And usually the B deals then, get funded and get repaid by the dividend. Atterbury is more a growth fund, so it's more a capital growth.
Sure.
And we don't necessarily declare dividend. And Teboho fortunately had a portfolio that he can introduce, and he's also interested in capital growth. So we had sort of a similar vision, and I think that's what made this deal maybe slightly different to other BE deals in the property sector, where the people borrow the money, buy a stake, and then depend on the dividends to repay that debt.
Okay. Now, I'm also interested now, when you look at this kind of a deal, whether or not, just going forward, what that pipeline looks like, and you don't necessarily have to give us, you know, specifics about some of the assets here that you're considering developing, but just the nature of the kind of developments that you're considering, retail, some of the residential stuff, and more importantly, what that is going to mean for Talis as well.
Okay, you must remember, I take any chance to do a bit of marketing, so I don't mind naming all the.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't overdo it, you know.
The first investment, and I think it was in the news recently, is a diversity property fund, which is an inner city renewal fund. We've got a couple of buildings in Mabuneng. We've recently bought Jewel City. We won the APSA Towers tender.
Mm.
So we formed a company called Diversity, in which we have about a third stake. And that is one of the assets with a huge pipeline in more the, let's call it, the urban areas. Then we have a stake in the Mall of Africa. We have quite a bit of industrial property. We recently acquired the King David Golf Course next to the Cape Town Airport, 80 hectares, where we're going to do development. And then we have numerous existing developments in Pretoria. That is where our head office are. We've got offices. We're busy with new development in Erasmus Kloof, similar to Waterfall, the development we rolled out in Midrand. So there's numerous. I mean, I think one of the more sort of recognizable ones is, I don't know if you know, next to Innisfree Park is the Barlow head office.
Mm.
So we recently acquired that with Barlow and ARC, Patrice Motsepe's
yes.
ARC. And we're going to develop that in a mixed-use precinct of about 150,000 square meters. Now, that's roughly 3 to 4 billion development. So all of this is part of the pipeline I'm talking about.
Okay. And I mean, one would think, Louis, that, of course, when you strike deals of this kind, it does certainly require you to communicate something to your shareholders, which is why you sort of made it a point earlier on to say that, look, this is not a dilutive kind of investment for us as Atterbury. But when you say that, what in essence do you mean? If it is 30%, of course, of Atterbury Property Fund, and they've been able to sort of secure some future funding as TALIS, what does that mean, and what reassurance, if any, does it give to your existing investors?
Well, I think you must first really remember the existing shareholders in Atterbury. There's only two groupings. It's Rand Merchant Bank Holdings, and it's the management of Atterbury. There's no other outside shareholders. And one lesson we've learned over the years is that there's no shortcut to success. You know, it took us 24 years to build up the company. And you know, when we found a partner in Tebogo, we saw the same there. You know, he took many years to build up his portfolio. I mean, he's in other businesses as well. And I think the shareholders of Atterbury understands that. You know, they understand that if you partner with somebody who's also patient and over time uses skills to build up something, then they don't mind to dilute. And obviously they've diluted for value, so there's no real dilution. You know, unfortunately at the moment in especially Gauteng, there's these, I always want to say, it's almost a construction mafia. You will read about that. People that come to your site and demand the 30% stake of that. You know, that's sort of an instant way to get rich. And we don't. You know, we can't really associate with that. And I think Tebogo shares the same values. And I mean, we respect that. And like he has built up his wealth, we've did the same. And I think that's why it's a natural partnership. And even if there is a dilution, it's not an issue to us because I mean that's the way we do business.
Sure.
And we've always shared our I mean, there's no one big shareholder in Atterbury. It's the people that work there, and I think the Borg is exactly the same principle in his business.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there, Louis. And congratulations first of all on this particular deal, and we'll certainly look forward to talking to Tebogo when he's back. We do understand he's in transit all the way out in Russia, but we'll catch up with him when he's back. But Louis, yes. All the best with this one, and we certainly look forward to an amicable relationship between yourselves and TALIS Holdings, 100% black-owned holdings company there that now owns 30% of Atterbury Property Fund.